Since the 16th century, when Nicholas Copernicus first put forth his ideas about the revolutions of the heavenly spheres, there has been antagonism between religion and science. Quite a few scientists consider religion to be out of touch and unnecessary, while a fair number of religious leaders think science is a blasphemous denial of the power and authority of God. But there are people who insist that the relationship between faith and facts doesn't have to be a hostile one. Among them is the winner of this year's Templeton Prize, which honors individuals who have sought to bridge the gap between religion and science. Charles Townes is a tall, stately gentleman with white hair and a slight accent that betrays his southern origins, even after decades spent living in New York and California. He's 89 years old, and he's seen a lot of changes since he earned his PhD in physics in 1939. Among those changes, he says, are the attitudes that members of the scientific community have toward religion.
In the past, when I was younger, many scientists would hesitate to say they were religious or admit that because people would jump on them. Other scientists would jump on them. Now, that is still true a little bit, but not nearly as much.
Charles Townes says for many years, researchers, especially in the physical sciences, believed their theories and their experiments were the only way the universe could ever be understood. But recently, he says, scientists have begun to realize that there are legitimate questions about the purpose of the universe that cannot be answered simply through science. And he says they are also starting to recognize that religion isn't the only intellectual pursuit that requires a bit of faith.
You know, we can never prove anything completely. Even our scientific principles, we can't prove completely. That's been proven mathematically. One can't prove things completely. We can be convinced. We say, well, this looks most probably correct. And we can use logic and so on to prove one thing from another. But we have to base that on assumptions, and the assumptions we can't prove that they're even self-consistent. That's been shown mathematically.
But the Templeton Prize winner says scientists aren't the only ones who've changed their attitudes toward the relationship between religion and science. He says although there are still people of faith who feel very threatened by scientific discoveries, the fact is theologians, too, have become more broad-minded.
Religions recognize that, well, we may not know everything exactly, and maybe every word of the Bible isn't necessarily correct. And maybe there's something in, not only in Christianity, but in Muslim religion and so on. These are serious and interesting. People don't feel that, well, I know exactly what is right and nobody else is right. That attitude is, I believe, beginning to fade some. I hope it is.
Charles Townes says he hopes that attitude is fading because it's only when the great ideas of both religion and science merge that true understanding will be achieved.
We want to understand things. I want to understand things. We want to understand how things fit together. What is our universe like? And that's my natural tendency. Let's try to understand as much as we can and bring it all together.
To that end, the mild-mannered octogenarian, whose theories and experiments gave the world the laser, continues to write and speak about what he calls the convergence of religion and science. I'm Maura Farrelly.